Who are you?
Once you answer a question, it determines what you feed on. We always win. We have already won. We are appropriating our victory. And that's what I'm asking. Who are you? Are you a survivor or a savior? We have entered the age of the governing church. A church that feeds on the diet of saviors. Our native weapon is prayer. Up there with fasting. When your coast is too small, the scriptural accredited response is a fight.
I see seasons of strange wealth. I see seasons of the treasures of darkness. I see us entering into the hidden riches of secret places. In the name of Jesus, the propelling power of the Spirit is moving you into new corridors of prosperity. The propelling power of the Spirit is moving you into new orbits of prosperity. In the name of Jesus, I command gates open for you. I command doors open for you. I command ancient gates of wealth open for you. In the name of Jesus, I command the earth, hear all earth, begin to bring forth abundance. Begin to bring forth prosperity. Begin to yield your increase for us. In the name of Jesus, I loose the loins of kings for your sake. I loose the loins of kings for your sake. I declare that captains of industry, government, leaders, men of substance, the kings of the earth, they are giving to you of their substance. They are giving you opportunities. They are giving you jobs. They are showing you favor. In the name of Jesus, I hear young, rich, and righteous. Young, rich, and righteous. Young, rich, and righteous. Young, rich, and righteous. I don't know who I'm talking to, but that is your new identity. Young, rich, and righteous. Young, rich, and righteous. Young, rich, and righteous. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that money anointing is upon me. I see millionaires rising here. I see the Lord opening eyes. Suddenly your eyes penetrating insight into wealth and riches. Everything blinding your eyes from seeing where the millions are. I stand upon this altar. I come as a prophet of God with the spirit of illumination. Your eyes are open to see. In the name of Jesus, from total immersion, you are seeing opportunities. You are seeing golden opportunities. In the name of Jesus, you have eyes that see. You have ears that hear. You will stumble into wealth. I see men stumbling into the millions. Hear me, hear me. I see somebody stumbling into the millions. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has raised you as a financier of this gospel. Lift your hands. Jelebo, I speak in the name of Jesus. As you desire it, it will be in your hand. If it ever cross your mind, it will be in your hand. If it ever cross your mind, it will be in your hand. Concerning wealth and prosperity and kingdom partnership, once it crosses your mind, it enters your hand. In the name of Jesus. Shabatola kombrektoski balataya. Lift your hands. I change your smell. I change your fragrance. I command a new fragrance that brings favor, that brings wealth, that brings opportunity. Everywhere you go, there's an aura of royalty around you. An aura of royalty around you. Men are entreating your favor. In the name of Jesus, I speak into the works of your hands. Lakobo latapa. He says, a little one shall become a thousand. A small one, a strong nation. I speak to that little business. I speak to that business, that enterprise, that career that looks little, that thing you do with your hand. Le patola balataya. Jebelote kaskata. I put upon it the anointing of multiplication. I put upon it the anointing of multiplication. In the name of Jesus, let the little one become a thousand. Let the small one become a strong nation. In the name of Jesus, I release to you clientele, unique and extraordinary clientele. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I speak to you, rise like an edifice. I say, rise like an edifice. Spring forth suddenly. In the media world, spring forth suddenly. In politics, spring forth suddenly. In business, spring forth suddenly. In fashion, spring forth suddenly. In arts and entertainment, spring forth suddenly. In finances, spring forth suddenly. In education, spring forth suddenly. Whatever sector you are, lekova la taskata, I declare, spring forth suddenly. I put upon you the anointing of speed. I put upon you the anointing for multiplication. In the name of Jesus. Before this year is over, that business is multiplying in your hand. That career, the impact is multiplied in your hand. In the name of Jesus. Number one job done. Lift your hands. I see people entering into manifestations of the Spirit. Listen, the Bible says the manifestations of the Spirit is given to every man, not pastors, not apostles only, not pastors only, the manifestations of the Spirit. Hear me, except I'm not called, but I'm called from total immersion, revelation gifts, power gifts, auditory gifts, vocal gifts. You are entering into manifestations of the Spirit. I activate your spiritual senses. I activate the latent gift of the Spirit within you. I stir the prophetic gift within you. Let your eyes be open to see. You begin to have prophetic dreams. You begin to see visions. You begin to have word of wisdom. You have answers and solutions. In the name of Jesus, the power gift at work in your life. The gift of faith is at work. I activate the workings of miracles. I activate the gift of healings. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands, lift your hands. I see the power, the weight of activations and impartation resting on some people. To open this impartation, there are at least seven people. The power of God will rest on them. One of them will scream. In fact, some of them will scream. They can't hold it. Lift your hands in the name of Jesus. Activations of spiritual gifts. That's one. Activations of spiritual gifts. Word of knowledge. Word of wisdom. Discerning of spirits. Gift of diverse tongues and interpretation. The gift of prophecy. That's right. Help them. Help them. Help them. The gift of prophecy. The gift of tongues and interpretation. Lekobaritas kamatana latos. Gift of healings. Workings of miracles. Workings of miracles. The gift of faith. Let us stretch your hands. Not to use in church, no. To use in the marketplace. To use in the marketplace. To move your life forward. And to move the kingdom of God forward. Lift your hands. Imagine the gift of workings of miracle in business. Lift your hands. I see activations. Lift your hands. Close your eyes. Lepeto, add it up to seven. Help me count them. Likapando siste poradila kapa. Zebila tongs kapa. Some of you, after this meeting, every time you lie down, you will see visions. Inga bande gondo konzonj de pira naga ponsta. Jalinga bronda sushtapa. Linga bronda sushtapora. I see inoculations with fire. And as that fire comes upon you, those gifts, the giver of the gift is inside you. We are just opening the portals for expression. Lift your hands. Parabakotosa. Not to use in church. No, we don't need it here. We're already here. To use it on the streets. To use it in the marketplace. To use it in politics. To use it in business. Lift your hands. Lord, let the wave. Let the wave of impartation blow. Online, let it blow. Somebody watching online, the power of God is touching you where you are. You are watching, you are not in Joss. You are watching from somewhere else. The power of the Lord is coming upon you. And I see spiritual gifts activated in you. I see them stirred. Yes, in the name of Jesus. In the hall, lift your hands. Liga baratons kashtapona. Some of you had dreams. You lay hands on people in dreams. And they get healed. It's time to start seeing it physically. Ability to know things supernaturally. Lift your hands. Ability to know supernatural solutions. It's called word of wisdom. It's not for church. You don't need it here. You need it in business. You need it on the street. Lift your hands. Spiritual gift. Spiritual gift. Spiritual gift. Keep praying in tongues. Yes. 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 For some of you, God is touching your lips. There will be utterance of the mighty. When you speak, nobody can resist. Lift your hands. Utterance of the mighty. Utterance of the mighty. Utterance. For the Lord is giving you voicing. Lift your hands. At the count of three, all over this place. Sebila Kombata. Let the fires of impartation. Yes. Break people into these new corridors of power. New corridors of the supernatural. Lift your hands. One, two. Are you ready? Lakoba likapa. At the third one, shout, Jesus, I receive. Shepetola kopa. Are you ready? Liba. There are distributions of the Holy Ghost. I know. Activations. You will live here and you will know it. Don't worry. You understand what I'm saying. Are you ready? Three. I receive. Take. Amekonda Sibratas. Yes. Take. In the name of Jesus. Take. In the name of Jesus. Yes, help them. Take. Manifestations of the Spirit. Help her. Activation. Help her. Lift your hands. Take. Some of you, your hands are burning as fire. Your hands are burning as fire. Your hands, call that lady. Yeah, let her come. And the one behind her, let both of them come. Leg over, lift your hands. Don't need her, just stand. Lift your hands. Liba konda sushta pronda kebalabaya. Yes, grace. Let there be a bursting forth. Let there be an outbreak. Liver of this gift of the Spirit, of these abilities of the Spirit, at the count of three, let the Holy Ghost sit on your head. One, two, three. Malaba, lift your hands. Grace, prophetic visions, insight into mysteries, insight into secrets of the kingdom, eyes that see. Ears that hear, lekom bratoska, liga bonda sosta. You will just know it. In the name of Jesus, help her. Shepetonda, liga bo. Those of you, stretch your hands up. Liga bonda. Some of you here, God is telling you about Europe. Lift your hands. Some of you, God is telling you about missions. About ministry in politics, ministry in business. Lift your hands. I release upon you empowerment of the Spirit. Empowerment of the Spirit. Empowerment of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, take. take. Who is planning to go into politics here? You know your calling is politics. Come out. Your calling is in politics. Come out. Let me move this up. Your calling, just stand. Stand and face me. Your calling is in politics. You know it's a calling. It's not some selfish ambition. It won't just leave you. Malamita seba latina sabatana ladabaya. Liga pronda sushta ponda liga sabatola da capronda sushta. Jaliando sushta. Lika pronda sushta poranila kadabatons kataya. Jaliga pronda sushta pola. Liga pronda capo. I put a fire upon you from this altar. I put a fire upon you from this altar. Liba kapa. I take of the oil of heaven. Liga poda, and I pour it upon your head, and I command you to stand out, and I command a highway to be made for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I release upon you impartations of heaven, that impartation that will cause doors to open, that will cause highways to be created, that will cause deserts, lakopa, no rivers to be parted, seas to be parted in the name of Jesus. As I lay hands on you, let your course be set. Let your steps begin to be ordered in politics. In the name of Jesus, take. Yes, go and dominate. Helper, Shepetona Lika Brando System Fire. Shella, grace, yes. You will not need to cook anything up, but the doors will open before you. In the name, the anointing of God's Spirit. You see, the anointing I feel. Shella Kabronda, nothing should escape it. If you have any problem, receive answers. Any delay, lift your hands. Shepeto, any delay orchestrated from hell is not part of your process organized by God, but satanic delays in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As this anointing burns in my hands, let those manipulations of hell catch fire. Let those manipulations of hell catch fire. And let what is yours come to you speedily. Now, in the name of Jesus, I come against delays. I come against oppressions of darkness. I come again hindering devils. Lift your hands. Liva kila sematonda liskapa. Eleponda sushta. Hindrances in finances, in jobs, in marriage. Leba, lift your hands. In the name of Jesus, Lord, whoever this word is for, let your anointing come upon them. And let there be speedy manifestations of the things that belong to them. In the name of Jesus. Take, yes, help him. Oname samata la sushta pronda. Ma, can I pray for you? I don't know what you do. Just come. Can I pray for you? I'm seeing bank written on you. I'm seeing bank. And it doesn't mean you work in a bank. It doesn't mean you work in a bank, but I'm seeing doors open for you in finances. Banks is where they keep money. I don't know if that is cooperative. I don't know what it is. Maybe you can confirm. I don't know what it is, but I saw bank written on you. I saw bank written on you. Of course, the elementary meaning of that is the Lord has given you the grace to multiply money and to help the needy. You multiply money to help his work. That's a grace upon your life, to multiply money. If you have not started, you have to start. The grace on your life is to multiply money. God puts money in your hands and it multiplies. It multiplies for helping the needy, for helping his work. For you are like Dorcas here, the Lord, where people surround you and say, look at what she has done. See what she does for me. See what she does for me. For you, a helper of money, of many, the anointing to help is upon you. The helper's anointing is upon you. The helper's anointing. Let the fire burn. And I'm seeing an intercessor. I'm seeing the anointing to intercede, the anointing to pray. On one hand is intercession, on the other hand is financial help. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be mighty partition. Let those fountains open. Let those fountains open in the name of Jesus. Malatonza, let the fire burn from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet as a sign. As a sign. Helper of many. Helper of many. I'm seeing bang written over you. Even when we're done praying, you can talk. Lebrunda sushta pura dile kepa. Oh, helper of many. Helper of many. I almost say, madam, it's good to be married. You see here? No, you can stand there. Just lift your hands. You see here? Major door is about to open. That. But let me say it this way. It is big shoe moment for you. Big shoe moment. That means the shoe will look bigger than your legs. But us here, the Lord, put your leg. For that is your shoe. Your leg will grow to fit the shoe. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I stretch my hands. Zebedola si branda kesushtefo. Let it be a release of impartation. Let it be a release of the things I've said. In the name of Jesus, bring her for me. Let me lay hands on her. Let it be a release. In the name of Jesus, big shoe moment. Big shoe moment. Big shoe moment. See the Lord. The shoe will look big, but put your leg inside. It will be your size. Says the Spirit of God. Big shoe moment. Big shoe moment. I see the Lord multiplying grace on your life. Oh, I'm seeing you instructing many. Instructing many. Instructing many. There's a mantle of leadership that will begin to speak upon your life, that will begin to speak. I'm seeing the government consulting you. I'm seeing you. This is a major word for you today. Probably that's that big shoe moment, because I'm seeing the government consulting you. I'm seeing you walking into government house and having things to do with them. For in due season, according to the time of life, this word, these prophecies shall be fulfilled. Lesokapa. You'll be a living manifestation of these speakings. Yes, a literal manifestation of these speakings. Miracle. You are not interested in politics. Come. You are not interested in politics. Lift your hands. So why didn't you come out? You have a portion. It may not be full-time politics, but you have a portion in the government. And you know what I'm talking about. Is it true? It's true now. I'm not lying. What's your name again? Remind me of your name. Raymond, come. Can I give you speed? No, stand. The power of God needs to hit you while standing. Lift your hands. Lift your two hands. Can I give you speed? Restoration. Of lost times, lost years, lost opportunities. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is rising as a helper for you. Speed. Things will begin to happen. And you know time is regained. Jesus! Every contention over your life, I command it to cease. Every hindering force, I command them to collapse. In the name of Jesus, the oil of the Lord rests upon your head from today. Mighty deliverance is wrought in your house from today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Kalabronda Sushta. Anybody sick in their body in the hall, online, put your hand there. You know, healing's already happening. Those under the power, just leave them. Healing's already happening. How many of you felt in your body that you were healed while the impartation was going on, while the service was going on? Anybody, lift your hands. One, who else? Are you seeing this? You have received your healing. Why? Just lift your hand. You received healing. You just noticed that thing is not there anymore. Lift your hand. Two. Are you seeing that? We have not prayed. We have not prayed for the sick yet. Now, if you're online, you have a loved one, oh God, there's no distance in the realm of the spirit. You know, I told you about someone who got healed of sugar diabetes during outpouring, first day. That was November. Now she's still healed. Her blood sugar is normal. No, how you are just looking like that. How are you going to explain that? What month is this? This is April already. How are you going to explain that? Put your hand in that place. I take authority over pains, over swellings. You have a swelling in your body, put your hand on it. You have pain, infections, whatever they say. Liga barato sushtepo. Long-sightedness, short-sightedness, ear condition, any partial deafness, any deafness in one ear, or partial deafness, or ear pain, anyone, just wave your hand, or online, let us know, anyone, pain in the ear, deafness, put your hand where the ailment is, where the swelling is. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I take authority over pains. I take authority over visual deformities, visual issues, eye issues, long-sighted, short-sighted. I take authority over toothaches. Over toothaches, pains in the teeth. I take authority over asthma. Lasumataladiska. I take authority over infections. I take authority over hypertension. You can connect for your dad, your mom, your uncle if they are not here. I take authority over hypertension. I take authority over diabetes. I take authority over cancers. I take authority over infirmities. In the name of Jesus, I come against you. Everyone under the sound of my voice, all representatives standing here, releasing faith. Likapa, I come against you, spirit of infirmity. Leave the people now. Go! Leave the people now. Go! Leave the people now. Go! In the name of Jesus, Son of the living God, I charge you, leave. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let the swelling go now. Let it be dissolved. Let it dematerialize. In the name of Jesus, let that depression, mental illness, I take authority over mental illness, depression, bipolar affective disorder, in the name of Jesus, personality disorders, whatever they call it. In the name of Jesus, lack of sexual disorders. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hear ye the word of the Lord. Leave the people now. Leave the people now. Go in the name of Jesus. You spirit of heaviness, you have no place here. I release the joy of the Lord. I release the joy of the Lord. I release the joy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, begin to check your bodies now. Check your bodies. Keep the tongues in your mouth. Check your bodies. Check your bodies. If you couldn't read far, turn and read. If you couldn't read close, try. Just check your bodies and let's hear the testimonies. Just check your bodies. Check your bodies. Check your bodies. You can lift your hand and wave and shout glory the moment you see something is happening in your body. Any healings now, there will be instant healings. Listen, they are instant healings. Check your bodies, check your bodies, check your bodies. Can we rejoice? Check your bodies. Can we rejoice? Check your bodies. The pain is leaving, the growth is leaving, or has dramatically reduced. Whatever it is, can you wave? Anybody has received a testimony? Can we see one? This church, you don't like miracles. One, just wave your hand. Two, you received a testimony. We receive it. Can we take a few testimonies? Just come to this side. Just come forward. Can you stand? Where is Malvina? Malvina, right? I see. Come. It doesn't mean you relocate to Lagos, but I'm saying the Lord has opened a door in Lagos for you. The Lord has opened a door in Lagos for you. I stood here and when I saw you, I kept saying Lagos, 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 Lagos. Can you confirm that? I don't think I've seen you in 8 years. I haven't seen you in 8 years. I knew her like 10 years ago. Yes. Can you confirm Christ. That? Is it Jesus Christ? The power of God to rest on you.
I haven't seen her since we started church. I knew her back in school. She just came to school while I was leaving. Help her. The Lord has opened a door in Lagos. The Lord has opened a door in Lagos. Help her. Jabadole sushta prunda sushtapa. I'm seeing the peace of God working in your heart in this season more than ever before. The shalom of God. You got healed, just come here. You got healed, you received an instant miracle. A lot. Any testimony from yesterday and today? How many of you received testimony from yesterday, today? Financial, loved ones, healing, shiftings, encounters. I know I got messages about encounters, about the wind of remembrance. I prophesied about the wind of remembrance yesterday. Just come out. Testimonies, instant, drastic one. You can just come out. Even from yesterday. Just give her time. Give her time. I see the peace of God. I see the peace of God. I see the peace of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Eya la basona benanila soshte prodeliga sapata. Love it, right? Not beauty, love it. Come, I'm seeing God in your house, and I'm seeing the hand of the Lord on you. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Do you want these things from God? The hand of the Lord is about to come upon you. Your life dramatically changed. Lift your hands in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let there be shifts. Let there be a shift. Let there be a shift for you. And let there be outbreak of God's marvelous kindness in your family. In the name of Jesus. Yes, I'm seeing the Lord. I'm seeing a mighty hand on your life. At the count of three, let the intensity be strong. Let fire run to you. The fire of the Holy Ghost. 1, 2. Take! Let fire run to you. In the name of Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agune Chembao, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agune Chembao. Sing Yeshua, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agune Chembao, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Agune Chembao. You can take just 2 or 3 testimonies from there. 3, just let's just hear, just say it out, Pastor Peter. Yes, yes, we just say it out and we just hear and celebrate Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can we be singing our song as I get ready? We're closing now. And then communion. Are we ready to take the communion? Have you been blessed? Makabala Tosa. Lion of Judah. Agone Chembao. Sing Yeshua. Yeshua. HaMashiach. Do we have now?
Okay, we just have 2 of them, so I'll just...
Okay, just take 2 of them. I need, is Marvina back so that we hear from 3. Her. I want to pursue that prophetic word. Okay, just let's hear.
Yes.
Let's hear from them. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
It is Brother Israel.
Brother Israel, yes.
Yes, his testimony is 2-fold. 1 spiritual, 1 physical.
Praise God.
Okay, spiritual... okay, let me leave that. Okay. Of course, it's about restoring...
his passion with the Lord. That is the greatest testimony.
Yes, and he had an encounter in this meeting today. Yes.
My
spiritual
God.
Encounter. He was, my God. Eyes was open and he was just seeing things.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. Glory to That's God. The and there's a new fire.
Yes.
That is fresh. Greater yes. than physical healing.
Yes. Yes.
Let's hear. Uh-huh. The physical one.
Yeah, the physical one is, he said he started having difficulty in breathing.
Yes.
Exams. That's this way, right?
Yes.
During, when he was writing the exam, but when he stepped in here, during one of the sessions, everything disappeared.
Did you hear that? Are you just sitting now and looking like that? Can we celebrate the healer? Can we celebrate the healer? Glory! He stepped in here and everything left when you stepped in here. You went on the session. Can we say, Father, thank you? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Second testimony, your fire will never go down. In the name of Jesus. I've laid hands on you today, right? Your fire will never go down. Yes. I want to hear, Marvina, I talked about Lagos because I still want to talk about it. Anything, can I get another mic? Action. Hold the mic for her.
Early this year, I had a lot of plans and Lagos wasn't one of them. So
let me hear that again. Lagos wasn't one of them.
So I started falling sick anyhow. Like I was just falling sick to the point that I started feeling like I was going to die.
Yeah.
It moved from January to February to the point that I felt like something was coming for my soul. Sometimes I will sleep, I'll feel like my soul wants to leave mm-hmm. my body. Mm-hmm. So somebody called me for an interview in Kaduna.
Okay.
And said, I want you to come to Kaduna for an interview, mm-hmm. and I want you to speak on the gifted child.
Yep.
When I got there, it was like for the 2 days I was in Kaduna before I came back, it was like the whole sickness just left. So yep. It was like there was a dark
cloud
over my head in this city.
Yep.
Then I began to, for me, it scared me because I felt like just wanted to kill me. I was feeling like something in this city wants to kill me.
Yep.
So after that, I started getting calls from Lagos that is, people were just telling me it's time to leave. It's time to leave. I was like, leave and do what? That we want to help you. We want to help you. We feel we have something to do for you. That we want to help you. People I don't know. People in different places. The thing is, I did not even understand. I came here, I was like, look, God, I hope it's not just in my head that this Lagos thing is happening because it could just be some coincidence. So I'm not saying that just is going to kill me. It can't kill me. At least it gave me life today by coming here.
Now, you know why I follow that up? The Lord said, I have opened the door in Lagos. I've opened Lagos. I kept saying Lagos over you. And I said, there are doors, or there's a door opening in Lagos, and the Lord is in it. It may not be that you live in Lagos, but you see, the Lord is in the Lagos thing. This is an answer of peace for you. And then number two, I'm seeing peace in your soul. The Lord says, I'm giving you rest, and I'm giving you peace. That's what the Lord is saying. You have entered, when you stepped into this place, you stepped into your rest.
Amen.
Says the Lord. Can we celebrate Jesus? How?
Thank you, Jesus.
How on earth can you describe that? She's been, Lagos was not part of the plan. She was not interested. Lagos has been coming. She wanted to be sure it's not just in her head. Help her to her seat. She wanted to be sure it's not just in her head. There's no way on earth I plan to do that. I don't think I've seen her in 8 years. I can't remember. I can't remember. In fact, can I tell you the last time I really saw her? 11 years ago. Then she just came to school. Came to Investor of Jaws 11 years ago. And then I kept saying Lagos. And the Lord said, I've opened door in Lagos. And that's dramatic. Let's hear it. Are you excited?
Hallelujah.
Let's hear this one.
Glory
praise
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, he came with pains. It started yesterday.
Interesting.
He had came with pain extending from his knee to his leg.
Interesting.
Then another shoulder pain.
Interesting.
So that the knee disappeared yesterday. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Then,
did you hear that?
Amen. Then as he was standing here, that of the shoulder, he said the pain started waning. You know when a pain is moving and waning and you know that something is leaving. That's what's happening to him, right?
Amazing.
For more than 15 years.
The shoulder pain.
the two pains.
He just comes and goes. Come. Father, in the name of Jesus, lift your hands. I end that affliction today. Lift this hand. Lift it. Try to lift it. Jesus! I command this pain be gone and never return. Not just winning, it's over. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Third one.
Yes.
Can you give the Lord some praise and glory? Glory, 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 glory. Just put him there. Yes.
Yes. She also had a sharp pain, okay, around this region.
My God.
Yes. And when she came home during worship,
breast lump is disappearing now. In the name of Jesus, breast lump is disappearing. Breast lump is disappearing now. In the name of Jesus. I don't know if the person is online, but I take authority over that swelling. As I'm talking, it's dissolving. You will check it and it will be no more. And for those of you who, I don't know who the person is, short-sightedness, look now, you can read far.
Amen.
You can't read close before, read now, you can read close. And I need to hear the testimony. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me hear
so
this.
Yes, so sharp pain around this, I believe around this clavicular area. She said the pain, she came with the pain this during the meeting today.
Interesting.
And then during worship, she was even having difficulties.
With lifting hands.
During the impartation.
The pain disappeared.
And for her, she believed it was like an answer to prayers that she has been praying. It was like an answer prayer to her.
Oh God Almighty. Can you give God praise? Can you rise to your feet and give God praise? Can you rise to your feet and give God praise? The rest of the testimonies just feel I must testify forms. Okay, feel I must testify forms. Let's hear what the Lord is doing for you. And of course, you know already, more testimonies will come forth after the meeting than during the meeting. You know now. You know the parole. Father, we thank you. Have you been blessed? Talk to me. Total immersion. Have you been blessed? Amen. Boy, even if it was just a praying you came to do, your soul is lifted. Amen.
We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.